Y'all okay? Y'all came in here thinking I was really going to strain your brain again. How many came in thinking I was going to strain your brain again? I heard people praying on campus, oh God, what he preaches tonight. Oh God, don't make me look stupid, God. Oh God, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. He's giving scriptures and asking their address. God, whatever you do, don't let that big old man call on me and ask me where that scripture's found. Oh God! I heard it going up. Am I right? You won't admit it. And here I am, we're having salad. I see a corporate anointing. I see an anointing on Faith Bible College. There's an anointing on this place and on the people of this place. It's not just the man and the woman, it's the corporate anointing. There's more to me than what you see. If I ever lay hands on you, I didn't finish that thought 30 minutes ago. Meant to, but got interested in something else. So I come back to it. Thank you, Jesus. I'm leaving out a lot. Why? Because some of you are clock-eyed. But God will heal you before the weekend's out. Now, listen up. Listen up. Listen up. If I ever lay hands on you, anyone and everyone that ever laid hands on me just laid hands on you. God Almighty. And then everyone that ever laid hands on them that laid hands on me laid hands on you. Whoa. Shaw. Wow. But I'm telling you, it's like this in America, and it's like this here. We're thinking as individuals. Me, mine, I. Deliver us, Lord. Help us to grow up out of that, please, until it's we and us and they. An amen would go very nicely here. I love you. But all of you together are far more important than any one of you. Now, I don't have time to break this down tonight the way I want to. That's why I write books. I can't even touch some of the stuff I want to touch because I've got a word of the Lord for this school. How much time I got left on that tape, Mr. Tape Man? 25 minutes? 20 minutes? Yeah, see, we put that song on there. I'll be done. I can do it. And when I don't get tonight, I'll gather up the fragments tomorrow night. Cool? See, tonight I just want to teach you one thing, and I've already taught you. You already know it. All I can do is elucidate it, illustrate it, but why? You already know it. Know what? That Christ is what? More than an individual. Turn to three people and say, I know that now. Tell them. So, now all I can do is just, you know, disseminate a little information. Where'd this hour go, man? I've been up here an hour. Wow, gee whiz. Listen up. There's stuff I wrote in the corporate anointing book I'll never get to. Never get to. Thy name is his ointment poured forth. Never get to it. The compound names, El and Jehovah names. El means strong or mighty. El Elyon, El Shaddai. Come on. All of that is marvelous. All the Jehovah names, the covenantal names, the redemption names. Jehovah Tiskanu, which means righteousness. Jehovah Shema, the Lord is there. Jehovah Hosanu, the Lord our maker. Very good. Oh, you're sharp. And all the Jehovah names. Jehovah Jireh, Lord of provide. I know that one. But all the Jehovah names, watch it. They're compounded names. Thy name is as ointment. I wrote a whole chapter on that. So El is strong or mighty. That's corporate strength. Woo! El Shaddai, corporate compassion. El Elyon, corporate dominion. And on it goes. I'm the Lord that healeth thee. Jehovah Ra, corporate healing. All of that's there. Where? In that little book. I can't go there. I went back and took Moses as the mediator of the law, a type of Jesus, the mediator of grace and truth. He's the head of the Old Testament nation. Went through the Pentateuch, showed the bodies called out, kept during the hour of trial. Delivered by the blood, water, and spirit. Supernaturally supplied with the bread and the water. Instructed in justice and holiness and sifted in carnality, rebellion, and unbelief. There's a whole chapter in there. Because they were baptized into Moses. If you can receive it, Moses was his spirit, Numbers 11, was taken and put on how many elders? Come on, you experts in Scripture, get with it. How many elders? 70. Mm-hmm. So God multiplied Moses into a many-membered Moses. God has sent forth the spirit of his Son into our hearts, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. He said in Deuteronomy 18, there'll be a prophet raised up like unto Moses. The New Testament says that's Jesus, with a stern admonition. If you ignore or disobey the New Testament prophet, he said you'll be destroyed. Why? Because he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life. Not hard. Moses, Jesus, many-membered. Make sense? Good. I can't go on that. If there were problems in the school with people who had diarrhea of the mouth, I'd have to stop and teach on this. I don't have time. And it's not really needed as I look at you. I see some griping in the barrens, but, you know, every one of us should have at least 1 or 2 days a month where we can act like the devil. Amen. Well, you do anyway. Well, I don't. I'm righteous. Hey, you're the worst one here. Anyway, but in Bible days, not only was apothecary done with anointing oil, but in Egypt it was also done with embalming fluid. And he said, if you imitate this anointing oil, you'll be cut off. And in Proverbs 7, the harlot, which are religious systems, is everything from an unsaved girlfriend to a religious system. Okay? The harlot who enticed the simple one or the simpleton, the immature one. She decked her bed, she perfumed her bed with 2 of the 4 ingredients. Interestingly, the Greek word that's used for the grave clothes that were on Lazarus when they raised him from the dead is the same word used in the Septuagint of the Greek Old Testament described how she spread her linen bed. She spread it with grave clothes. Going to kill him, seduce him, ruin him. This is a little rough. She used 2 of the 4 ingredients. 50 still half 100. Pentecost was in part. If you didn't understand that, it's okay. He said, if you imitate this stuff, it'll kill you. You'll be cut off. Interestingly, in the book of Revelation, the word sorceries is pharmakeos, English transliterated, pharmacy. Same word translated in Galatians 5 and 20 as witchcraft. Back to 1 Samuel 15, 22 and 23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Can you put all that you just said together? Yep. Corporate anointing is for unity. Corporate anointing is for the gathering together of the body of Christ. The flip side of that is a satanic anointing. An apothecary, not of anointing oil, but of embalming fluid. Not a ministration of life, but of death. Jesus adds and multiplies, the devil subtracts and divides. If there's any person in this room, I've got to be me, one of those songs, you know. You can have it your way at Burger King. You got Burger Kings in New Zealand? You can have it your way at Burger King. I met some preachers who are porcupine Christians. They've got a lot of good points, you just can't get close to them. This is the person I'm talking about. Individual, individual, individual. Not a team player. My anointing, my ministry. Well, isn't that special? This may shock you thoroughly if you're listening and you're in this state, but the kingdom held together quite well even before you got here. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, don't clap. You're into my time. Slap your neighbor and say, get in the pot, get in the pot, get in the pot. Bring your spice and get in the pot. Turn to 3 people and say, I thank God I'm not like you. Tell them now. Shout at somebody and say, one of you is all we need. But we do need you. Get in the pot. Oh, I feel like preaching a little bit. Go for it. We'd be here till midnight if I went for it. No. I got you praying today. You're doing better. You didn't casually come in here tonight. It's good. I love you. Each of you is a principal spies. Fearfully and wonderfully made. And the Hebrew word for principal is the word rosh, the Hebrew word for head. Whatever's good and noble and wonderful about you, don't get the big head over it because you're just a chip off the old block. It's because you're connected to the vine. Any life, any good thing about you is because you're connected to the Lord Jesus Christ. Every spice is a head spice. My God, that's good. That'd preach a while. I could illustrate corporate anointing, but you already got it. Genesis 1, don't turn, just listen. Genesis 1, six times he said everything's good, 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 good. Came to verse 31, looked at everything that he had made, and it was very good. Good, 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 good. Very good. Not hard. Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verses 10 to 16. She married him in chapter 3. She knew him as his wife from head to foot intimately. It's okay, it's legal. She described him 10 different ways. That's 10 different seminars. She described his head, his feet, his hands, his belly. Your belly is covered with sapphires. How romantic. Come here, you beast. You better watch out. You're warming up to me. You're pulling me here. But everybody knows that Simeon's name was scratched on the sapphire stone. Simeon means he who hears. So if Messiah's belly was covered with sapphires, it means his inmost being had one desire to hear the voice of the Father. See what I mean, Vern? 10 seminars. How to hear from God. And she described him from head to toe, and then she looked at these folks that didn't understand. The reason they didn't understand because they said, what is your beloved more than any other beloved? That's your point, honey. There is no other beloved. You got a problem. You missed that. All right, now. She said, he is all together lovely. A play on words. Jesus is only lovely when we are all together. New wine's in the cluster. I'm a 300-pound grape. What do you do when you squeeze a Christian? You get God. Squeeze a Christian. Real Christian. God comes out. Turn to three people, say, you're full of juice. Say, you're full of juice. Full of juice. You're full of juice. Very good. But where's the new wine? Where's the new wine? Isaiah 65 and 8, it's in the cluster, local church, in the body. 1 John 4:17, as he is, so are we. He, we. Isaiah 52 and 7, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him. Romans 10:15, grab it, get the Holy Ghost on it, gets bigger. Bring in the new covenant, gets bigger, amplified. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of them. The feet of him become the feet of them. Study Isaiah. You okay, Des? It's all in the book. I wrote it down. You don't have to write it down. Chill, Des. It's okay. Back in the days before computers, when we hand picked and searched the Strong's Concordance. Strong's for the strong, Young's for the young, Crude's for the crude. And we did that thing, and I looked up the word servant, and marvelously and interestingly, it is singular prior to chapter 53, and after that it's plural. He was the corn of feet, wheat that fell on the ground and died. And the servant of Jehovah, that's Messiah in Isaiah, prior to chapter 53, where he was wounded for our transgressions and so forth, singular. After that, no weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. This is the servants, heritage of the servants of the Lord. It's plural. Servant becomes servant, son becomes sons. If you receive it, cloud becomes clouds. Nowhere in the Bible does it say you'll come for the church, just in the church and with the church, in the clouds, with the clouds. You'll get it directly. It's all like Prego, it's just in there. How do you find this stuff? Talk to God. And then, listen. Corporate anointing. Let me close. Everybody say, first closing. I would love to go into the ingredients of the anointing oil. The Lord doesn't want me to do that here. Myrrh is suffering. Sweet cinnamon's happy days. Calamus. which means a branch, a rod, a reed, a scepter, is government, order, and discipline, and kasia, to cleave, is worship. Without suffering, process, pain, no anointing. Without some happy days, smile. Please smile. No anointing. Without government, order, discipline. Clean up your room. Clean up your act. Stop writing in tongues. We want to read your test paper. I taught in Bible school for 7 years. Maybe the Lord would let me come here for a month. Wouldn't that be a hoot? Let me be the dean of men. Hey! Oh, God, what am I saying? I remember what it was like. Oh, never mind. I'd like to go into the ingredients of the anointing oil, but my time is up. I want to prophesy. Done teaching. If you didn't get it, well, read a book. It's over the school. I see the Lord. I hear the Lord walking onto this campus and saying something. I see him walking over to this man and this woman. And you remember the myrrh? And I hear the Lord say this. Both hands in mine, please. Come, Mama. Thank you. I hear the Lord say, $4.95, $4.96, $4.97, $4.98, $4.99, $500. There won't be 501. There were only 500 shekels of pure myrrh. I hear the Lord say, because you have walked with me through two feasts, I now come, says the Lord, and I will pick you up and carry you the rest of the way. I hear the Lord say, no more myrrh. Some of you kids, and I call you kids, whatever your age, students, some of you individuals are just now sorting out the call of God. It's okay. You're young. It's okay. I didn't start to get serious about God till I was 21. It's all right. But start early if you can. Now, some of you have yet to experience pure myrrh. You haven't even lived yet. That's why you ought to be swift to hear and slow to speak. Please do that. You'll save yourself a lot of heartache. Especially do that in the presence of seasoned ministry. But as a school, I say with the words of my mouth, I'm not creating this, brethren. I'm just looking to the heavens and telling you what's happening there. The Lord is about to favor this place. The Lord is about to put you under the spout where the glory comes out. He says, no more myrrh. How would you like to have, Des Short, 250 straight days of sweet cinnamon with no problems, no lack? Get ready. I hear the Lord say over this school, over this ministry to the nations, no more myrrh. I hear the Lord say, your myrrh season is over. I know some of you can't fully appreciate that. You will later. But for this wonderful couple, I say it because I see it, and the Father said, say it, and I heard him say it. And therefore I say it, no more myrrh. Now this is not the word I have for them. That's next Friday night. But it correlates. This couple are a seed that has fallen into the ground. and now multiplied. God is about to supernaturally, sovereignly, say from the heavens about Faith Bible College in this little city of New Zealand, this, corporately now, is my beloved son. Hear him. It begins now. I hear the Lord walk into this room and say, 498, 499, 500. I hear the Lord say to his servant and his handmaiden and to anyone here who has their heart over this place, no more myrrh. You better get your dancing shoes on, baby. And I can see from tonight that some of you, like that older prodigal in Luke 15, you don't even know what the music and dancing is about. You better learn. And you better get you some crazy praise together. Because the Lord's about to bust loose in this place. And happy days, 250 shekels of sweet cinnamon are right at your doorstop saying, may I come in? I think you ought to stand up and shout just as loud as you can. Come on, stand up and shout just as loud as you can. Hallelujah. 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 As quickly as you can, if you know you're a principal spice, you want to get in the pot, run up here. Hurry. What are you waiting on? Why don't you run up here? What are you waiting on? Just down there, please. Thank you. Crazy people. Hallelujah. Hurry. You're not running up here? You don't want in the pot? You think I'm kidding? How about a young man chewing the gum with a red hat? You want in on this? Oh, I see. Watch me. I got eyes. I can spot the thing on the back of the wall, tell you how many hairs on his back. I don't miss nothing. How many love this man and this woman? Where'd they go? Where'd they go? There they are. We're here. Come hither. How many love this father and this mother in Israel? I want to do two things. I want the Lord to put a hurting on you. You ready? If you're glad for them because God is about to reward them for a lifetime of service, if you're glad for them, love them, know you're a better person because you've been touched by them, quietly and reverently, would you just lift your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Come on, come on, come on. Would you do that? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For this family, this father and this mother in Israel, how we love them. Lord, you sent me here on a mission, and you said, strengthen your servant, strengthen your handmaiden, honor them. We're doing that, Lord. Lord, I pray for a fresh anointing upon each of us and all of us together. Hold him up, he might go. Now, look at me. Put your hands down. Just let the tape run out. We're cool. Have we run out yet? We're still going. Is it still going? Well, just let it go. Make them wish they were here. How many of you have children? How many know why? What would you do if your children, listen, did exactly what you said, when you said it, and with a right spirit, which is joy. How many would like to have kids like that? Watch me. Then whenever this man and this woman say to you, do it when they say it, and do it with joy, and your kids will change. I say to my people at home, how many would like to add to my strength and not take away from my strength? There's two kinds of people in Praise Tabernacle, those that I don't worry about and those that I weep over. The ones I don't worry about have my heart. The ones I weep over are thinking about it. The ones that have my heart are corporate-minded. They're in it for the big picture. They're not selfish. They're mature people. We'd die for each other. We'd kill for each other. Yeah. We're saved people. We're nice people. But you touch my family, I'll kill you. Then I'll raise you up and say, excuse me, I shouldn't have done that. But, you know, you touch my family. Is that okay? And I say to my people, how many would like to bless me? And they all raise their hand, and they cry, and they weep. I said, well, just do this. Whatever he asks of you. That's the tape's over. Just let it out now. Whatever he asks of you, do it. John said, nothing makes me gladder than to know that my children walk in the truth. How many would like to bless this man and this woman? May I see your hand? Would you? How many of you are students? Come up on this platform with me if you're a student. Give me a little breathing room, though. Aren't you glad you used dial? Don't you wish everybody did? All right, now. Come on, students. Hurry. Hurry. You're getting back of me. Getting back of me here. Get up here. Come on, folks. Get up here. Hurry. You are students? Experts in the scriptures. It's marvelous. You want to bless the man and woman of God? How about the rest of you? You want to bless the man and woman of God? Then here's how we're going to close this service. Where you stand, lift your hand, your heart, and your voice when I tell you. And in doing that, saying, Lord Jesus, I understand I'm a principal spice. I'm a vital ingredient. I'm a necessary part. I will come tonight and take the uniqueness which I am and bring it and put it in the pot so that you can mingle us together. I'm a preacher tonight. I want a verdict. I went for the jugular. I want a commitment. If you don't want to make it, get off the stage. And I can tell if you don't want to make it. You want to make it? I'll give you 5 seconds to think about it or get off the stage. You think I'm kidding? You want to make it? You want to make it? You serious? Good. That's wise. Then I charge you in the sight of God. Whatever you're told, do it. When you're told to do it, and with the right spirit, which is joy, it'll save your life. You came to this place to sit under an apostolic prophetic anointing and be equipped to go to the nations of the earth. How about the rest of you? You want to make a commitment to God with me tonight? You're wonderful. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're a principal spice. Let's do something for Des and his wife, and let's do something for Jesus right now. Let's lift our hands, our hearts, and our voices, and let's bring our spice and give it to Jesus. Do it now. Do it now. Come on, do it now. Say, Lord, here I am. Here I am. Come on, let's pray. Let's talk to God. Let's do some serious praying. Come on, some serious praying. Let's talk to God. Here's my spice, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. I present myself, my body to you as a living sacrifice. Here I am, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, you're not done. Why'd you quit? You're not done. Why'd you quit? Give him your spice. Come on. Come on. Open your mouth. Give him your spice. Give him your spice. Be serious about this. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. The minute you know that you're serious about this, the minute you know that you've given him your spice, then just begin to praise him. Begin to praise him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Lord, I give myself to you. Lord, I dedicate myself to you. I consecrate myself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, question. Did you learn anything tonight? Everybody say corporate anointing. Everybody say corporate anointing. Say this with me, the anointing. I can't hear you. The anointing upon all of us. Together. Corporately. Collectively. Is far greater than the anointing on any one of us. Now, we're not dismissing you from this service because Brother Dez has something he wants to say to you. It's early. My Lord, it's early. It's really early. It's early, y'all. At home, we worship God for an hour and a half, preach 2 hours. It's early. It's just early. When I go out and travel through the nations, I preach 2 and 3 hours at a time. Hard. I haven't done that yet. It's early. I want you to take at least 10 minutes. We're not dismissing the service, okay? Because he has something he wants to tell us. But as quickly as you can, go to as many people as you can and tell them how vital, how important, how special, and how needed they are, and how much you thank God for their life. Go ahead. Go ahead. Hello. Just go ahead. Go ahead. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, go tell somebody. I'm getting hugged. I'm getting hugged. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you start moving back toward your seat, but keep hugging people. Hallelujah. 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 Start moving back toward your seat, but hug somebody as you go. Hallelujah. If anybody in the room wants to know what that word meant, ask Mama, because she really heard it. She really heard it. And rejoice with them. There won't be 501. The Lord is wonderfully just and righteous. He'll never put on us, never, more than we can bear. I hear the Lord say, he's going to send you reinforcements. I'm the first fruits of it. a different breed of preacher. You want an outrageous thought? You want an outrageous thought? This is off the record. We're not taping it, but it'll be taped. What would happen if all the preachers that I know would get hooked up to all the preachers that he knows? Is that wild? That would run through the nations like a fire. I don't mean their address and phone number. You send me a Christmas card, I send you one. No, I mean meaningful relationships. Working together for the glory of God in the nations. That's my heart. See, I just didn't come by myself. There's a whole trail of guys and gals that are not in this for themselves. They love God. They love God's people. They're servants. They got sins. They've gotten killed for preaching this for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Been processed. No ambition. Radical, crazy, not afraid of nothing. Can't stand religious folk or religion. I want reality. Wouldn't that be wonderful? I get chills thinking about that. What would happen if every preacher that I know, the real ones, got to know every preacher that you know? Grant it, Lord. Tell three people this thing's bigger than you know. Yeah. Now, tomorrow morning, be here. Pray. The Lord wants to perform surgery in the morning. Laser surgery. Won't hurt. When he cuts you in the morning, it will be to heal, not to kill. It's a surgeon's scalpel, not an assassin's sword. What's God going to cut out of me in the morning? The thing that's killing you. Don't miss tomorrow morning. Tomorrow night, part two. Tomorrow night I'll tell you a story. Tomorrow night we'll see how big corporate anointing can get. Christ never left the planet. Saturday night, I have no idea what I'm doing. We'll know. Sunday morning, the kiss of restoration. Sunday night, don't know. Tuesday and Wednesday mornings, the book of Ruth, verse by verse. You're going to read it how many times between now and then? Oh, good, 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 good. How many love homework? Good. Read it. Next Friday night, nothing can stop the seed. We'll fill in the blanks later. Thank you for letting me come. I'll be a better man for it. I've been amazingly refreshed and strengthened. I left home so I could come here and get some work done. The book will be finished by the time I leave. What book? Every 2,000 years. What happens? God has a son. It's that time again in the earth. My Lord, they bankrupted Egypt. Got 430 years of back wages overnight. The Hebrew says of the old English, they borrowed. No, they asked, but the Hebrew says they demanded. They had a right to. And they didn't possess those possessions because when Daddy Moses said, let's give an offering, they had to stop him. Said, you've given enough. I love it. I love it. I love it. I know I'm just standing here musing. What are you doing? You want to know what I'm doing right now? I'm taking a bath in your anointing. There's people in this room that love me. Don't even know me. But they have a discerning heart. And they love me. Some of you today have been praying for me. Thank you. What are you doing, Pastor Varner? Well, there are some places that don't want me to come. And there are some preachers that are not the least bit interested in what I have to say. And some even deem me the prince of devils. Because the word of the Lord on my life from an old prophet 30 years ago was, you shall go forth and you shall kick the bricks out of men's foundations. Lovely. Not to worry. There's a grace that comes with that. I don't want this tape because it's personal. Thank you. I'll make it really clear next Friday night what I mean. But thank you for not being ashamed of me in my present condition. Oh, excuse me. I'm pregnant. With what? A divine germ. Excuse me. Christ in me. I'm pregnant. I'm expecting. Well, I was excited when I first discovered I was pregnant. I told everybody. But now I'm in my eighth month and in the third trimester of this pregnancy. I want to drop this load, Jack. You know what I mean? He should know by now not to mess with me. It's okay. I love you. You're wonderful. You're a principal spy. Now look at me and listen and do it. When you see one another tomorrow, remember that. And remember when you put your mouth on each other, you put it on God. And you will be held accountable for every idle word. He said it, inasmuch as you've done or said it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you've done it to me. Reach out and take somebody by the hand, please. Now look down at those hands. Look at them. Say this with me. Right now. Say right now. I am holding the hands of God. See, when you got up this morning and said, boy, I'd like a spot of tea. If you'd have had your ear open, you would have heard the Lord say, can I have one too? Because when you got up this morning, it was like he stepped into you. And wherever you went, he went. Lord, I'd like to smell the flowers today. He said, can I go? Lord, I'd like to take a walk through this beautiful property tomorrow and see all these wonderful plants and the babies and the children. He said, can I go with you when you go? Look at your hand. Ah, one's white, one's dark. It's amazing. You're holding the hands of God. If you really grab the truth of corporate anointing, you'll treat one another like you ought to. You think it's not practical. And remember, he anoints little children as well as young men and fathers. I didn't say this during the tape, but it needs to be said. Pastor Varner, is it the same anointing? Of course. But hearing his wisdom is not the same measure. 30, 60, 100-fold. But I promise you, it's the same stuff. And if his anointing is like his name, it means the same name of Jesus has been invoked over all of us. Look at your hand. Say, I'm still holding the hands of God. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, you're holding the hands of God. Say this with me. Say, the whole house, this whole campus is anointed. Wonderful peace coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit. Lord, touch me, I pray. With those wonderful billows of love. Lord, I thank you tonight for your people and the anointing and the peace of God upon this house. Lord, we love you. And we prove that by loving one another. God, do something here so incredible that men will come from all over the nation just for the privilege of walking on these grounds. We say this place is holy ground. We say that because you are here and we are here. You are holy, Lord, and we are holy because we're connected to you. Father, with the words of my mouth, I bless every person in this room. And I say, they are the anointed of God. I say that their hands are your hands. I say their feet are your feet. And I say that when they speak, you speak. And I say that their words do not fall to the ground. And I say that all of their fruit does remain. I bless them tonight. I bless their children and their children's children. Lord, I will be a better man for having come here. And the book that I'm writing on these grounds will touch the nations of the earth, and it will have been birthed because of the anointing in this place. It's amazing, Lord, I couldn't write it in the States. I've tried for months. And the minute I got here, it flowed like a river. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing, the corporate anointing on this campus. Father, I feel like I've walked into the hill of the Lord. I bless your people. In the name of Jesus. And everyone said, turn to somebody and say, you're so wonderful. Mm-hmm.